episode number 223. Did someone say Z28?
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro Z28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, welcome back everyone for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Are you awake over there or what?
I'm working on it. I had a long weekend so far.
You're kicking back there with a Red Bull.
Yeah, I've been pounding the Red Bull lately.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounded suggestive.
Oh, man. I'm addicted to the Red Bulls, man.
Yeah?
I go through a case every couple weeks.
My God. Your liver is going to look like the bottom of my shoe.
I love when the Costco coupons come out. And they're like $7 off a case. I'm like, yes!
Jeez, man.
Oh, man.
It's like, you know, it's like me and pizza.
Yeah.
No, I've been drinking a lot of it. I was up north snowmobiling.
Awesome.
First time this year, man.
Nice.
First time on the new sled that I picked up.
Good.
Good stuff. Anybody wants to go riding at Houghton Lake area, Michigan, I'm happy to join
up. Going through the trails at 100 miles an hour?
I did once.
Nice.
Yeah, just to see if it could do it.
And it did?
Oh.
Successfully?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so got the Need for Speed, baby.
Awesome.
Speaking of which, so what is this Z28 crap you're talking about?
I don't know, but we're going to talk about it this week.
Right. What else we got to talk about here? Camaro wins another award.
Yes.
Casey J. Porter released another video.
Oh, man.
Got what? Chris, you told me 2 emails, 3 voicemails?
Yeah, that's right.
Nice. So we're going to chat a little bit about our survey results and more on that.
This should
so.
Be fun. Hey, hey, before we start the show, I want to give a shout out here.
Okay. All right.
This is to someone I've been talking to for quite a bit now, but I haven't seen for probably 25 or 26 years. Her name's Bridget. Okay. She was in the radio business for like 10 years here in Detroit area.
Cool.
So do you think maybe we could convince her when she's back in town to come over and, you know, show us amateurs what radio is all about? Maybe help us out here? Produce the show?
We could always, you know, we're always open to input.
Yeah.
Because we really don't know what we're doing. We're just winging it.
Yeah.
We just make it look easy.
Well, I'm going to have to work on her.
What
convincing her?
Well, you know, I had my little slip about pounding the
Red Bull.
No, seriously, so she worked in radio here in the Detroit area.
Yeah, and I believe she also worked for GM too. So, you know, hey, there's a connection there.
Next you're going to tell me she, I don't know, danced to music videos with Marky Mark and the Funny Bunch.
I don't know if it was videos, but she did say something about that. Sorry.
Wow.
Didn't want to.
I just took a guess. I can't believe I got it right.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Well, that would be terrific to have somebody who really has a great background in here. We love
amateurs what we're doing.
We love having special guests of any kind.
Oh, absolutely.
So definitely something cool. So come on, Bridget. What do you say?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Okay.
So should we get into the thick of things?
Let's get into the thick of things.
All right.
Someone said Z28 again. And it seems like every time the word Z28 is mentioned, it's headlines everywhere.
Well, that tells you something.
Right.
It tells you a lot.
The new president of GM North America, Mark Royce, I believe that's how his name is pronounced.
Somebody correct us if we're wrong on that.
Said they were talking about some new vehicles that are coming down the pipeline and what they've been working on and stuff. Volt was mentioned, and then he said something like, "I like Z28s."
Yeah, I got it. I got the post up right here in front of me. Actually, Charlie, our friend Z28 Forever, posted this in the automotive news section, and then Chuck! Exclamation mark. Posted in the 2010 Camaro News Sightings Pictures and Multimedia Forum. And sure enough, he just ended the sentence, you know, with, "I also like Z28s."
Mm.
Just that.
Wonder.
There's 4 words there.
Wonder.
Now, you know, and we know what Mark's background is, but for those who aren't quite familiar with it.
Yeah, he was the head of GM Performance before it was dismantled. So he's got some experience and an enthusiast background coming into his position here is North American president for GM.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's think back a little ways, and I'm not trying to be the "I told you so" guy, but I remember when GM Performance, the GM Performance division was indeed dissolved. There's a lot of concern about performance being dead at GM.
Right.
But look at the chain of events that brought us right back to where we're at.
Yeah.
He's in the driver's seat, no pun intended here.
Yeah.
And he's referencing performance coming back.
Yeah.
I got to be careful about how I say that. So very cool, very optimistic, and I think this is a little more solid than just an off the cuff. I mean, there's four words. I also like Z28.
Yeah.
That I don't know about you, but I think that carries a little more weight than just the off the cuff remark.
Can we think maybe we'll have the convertible out and then the Z28 the next year?
And then a Z28 convertible?
And then a Z28 RSSS convertible?
I don't know. Do you think they'd make a Z28 convertible? You know, with it being the high, the alleged high horsepower performance
Probably
version?
Not.
I don't think
so. I know there's people who are speculating, you know, with the supercharger as the Z28, that it shouldn't have a supercharger either.
We could always take it off.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Which would be kind of a travesty, but... Well,
just might as well buy an SS.
But it's heavy.
Here we go again. Here we go again.
Can worms open. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's to hoping for the future.
Absolutely. Okay. What else we got going on here? Oh, yeah.
The design award.
Wow.
I thought this was cool.
Saw this picture posted on Facebook. Popular Mechanics Automotive Excellence in Design Award was handed out to Tom Peters and our good buddy, John Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
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 This week. I think it's at the LA Auto Show.
On the 11th, actually, according to the article I'm looking at here. And to quote Popular Mechanics, "The new Chevrolet Camaro is a fresh, thoroughly modern take on the 1967 original," said Ben Stewart, automotive editor of Popular Mechanics. "While the design pays homage to the past, its big tires and taut proportions perfectly convey 21st century muscle, and there's some serious firepower under the hood to back it up."
Man, a big congrats to the whole Camaro team on that one, you know.
Hell yeah, Benny. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Absolutely.
Okay. So one more, you know, geez, there's been a lot
one
of
more
awards.
Notch in the belt for
yeah,
Camaro
that's,
this
that's
year.
That's the word I was looking for. You know, even from the concept, it was winning awards. So that's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats.
Yep.
John Fitz, you know who you are.
Yeah. Okay.
Moving on. Casey J. Porter has been busy.
Holy cow, has he ever. He's just pumping out the videos. Now we've got this SEMA video out, which is going to be released today.
I believe so, yeah.
We were able to get a preview of it.
And yep.
We're listed as executive directors on it.
Well, we had a hand in it.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Excellent video quality. God, I love his angles.
Uh-huh.
That front, that first frame where he swoops across the floor.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. It's pretty cool how he did that. He you know, the thing that I'm learning about video is lighting is very important. And lighting at SEMA isn't the best in the world with those Arc Sodium type lights.
Yeah.
But he still manages to make it look good. It's like almost seven and a half minutes long. And it's a real cool insight of SEMA and the Camaro.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much the main theme of the entire video. Well, that and a lot of eye candy in this one. A
lot of chicks. Yeah. If you've ever been to SEMA, there's like a chick at every booth.
SEMA
and there's
chicks.
People lined up like five deep trying to get pictures of these chicks.
That's C-H-I-X.
Yeah. And Casey did a wonderful job in getting this on video.
Yeah. But in addition to that, it's not just, you know, implied smut. there's also some cool interviews with people like, I think, the founder of Dub Magazine, which
yep.
normally wouldn't be something that Camaro folks would be interested in, but it does show up really, really wildly aggressive Camaro that they did.
Yep.
Video interviews with Vic Edelbrock, John Fitzpatrick, a couple of nobodies named Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. And,
yeah,
oh, yeah, and our
nobodies.
And our good buddy Tim DeYoung from ModernCamaro.com. Yep. And there's even...
interviews with chicks, too.
Some yeah. Well, I just hit the mute button at that point. No, I'm just kidding. The audio quality is cool, and it's released. You can don't listen to us anymore. Just go check it out because it's very, very cool. As soon as it's released, it's going to be on the front page of CamaroZ28.com, and that's going to point to a post in the in the forum. So definitely check it out and spread the word about it. Tell other people because it's a cool one to watch. I really think he did a great job on this one. So God, what's today's date?
14th.
14th, yeah, give or take. Holiday decorations are back up on the website.
I see that.
Yeah.
It's snowing on the site.
It's all festive.
Spreading the holiday glee.
That's right. Holiday.
Yes.
Glee.
Yes.
CamaroZ28.com. We rule.
Speaking of which, nobody commented on our Jones Soda taste test last week. I think everybody was just repulsed.
tofurkey. God, I can't even.
Tofurkey and gravy.
Yeah. In fact, it was so entertaining on our end, at least, that you posted a video.
I put together a nice little video because, you know, I had my camera here and was videotaping it when you and I were doing the taste test here. So go into the podcast forum under episode 222. I think there's a link there, as well as our Facebook page.
Yeah.
The Facebook podcast page. So, yeah. Check it out.
I'm still drinking Red Bull to get the taste out of my mouth from last week.
Nice.
Yeah. In fact, we even offered to send for free the extra bottle of John's tofurkey and gravy soda.
Still sitting in my fridge.
And nobody called in to claim it.
No.
I mean, it truthfully, it really wasn't that bad. It was just very strange.
You know what was really funny is I poured a glass for Leslie to try after you left. And she tried it and she was just kind of like, nah, it's not that good. Vito drank all the rest of it in the cup. He loved it.
How old is he now? He'll be
2.
He's 2, yeah. Yeah, ask him. He'll tell you. Ask him another question. He'll still tell you that he's 2.
Yeah, that's
right. Say, hey, what's the weather like outside? 2. And I'll drink the tofurkey and gravy. So somebody please call in and claim the tofurkey and gravy bottle.
No, we want to get this out of here. Yeah, maybe we just send it out as a prize.
Yeah, we'll lose a listener for sure.
Surprise.
Right. All right, we got to move on here.
Yeah.
2 emails and 3 voicemails here, if I'm looking at the spec sheet, right? Yeah,
grab one and start reading it.
All right, here. Ah, this comes from Tex Haas.
On the board.
On the board. Ooh, been around since 2008.
Nice.
He says, hi, guys. I have a 2SS RSS LS3 with 5,700 miles. The heated seat didn't work last week on the first cold day of the year. The dealer said that it was a fuse block under the hood that needed to be replaced. Loose fuses because of a bad plastic molding. I understand this is no small job to replace. Should I be worried about these electrical short problems? I don't think the average repairman knows how to fix it. I had a 1968 GTO new that had short after short until it was sold. My 1988 F-150 extended cab burned up with a bad starter ignition switch. I've never had good luck with electrical shorts being fixed. This sounds like a major problem, and with $41,500 in taxes, with taxes, $2,500 premium, and title paid. I get it. Okay. The part was supposed to be in last Thursday or Friday. It hasn't showed up today either. What do you think? Do you have any ideas on who I should talk to? Thanks, Carl.
Well, Carl.
Good question here.
Absolutely.
Because I'm sure he's not the only one that's got minor bugs or gremlins or whatever.
Right. I think we need to premise this by saying... GM doesn't build cars like they used to.
Certainly not from 1968.
Right. This is a whole new beast. You know, quality is number one with GM right now. As always, there could be a problem here and there. I mean, look at the recall immediately that came out for the 2010 Camaros with the battery cable.
Mm-hmm.
All of us had that fixed. Electrical issue. Mm-hmm. Okay. Personally, I wouldn't let it bug me. I'd get it fixed under warranty forget about it.
Right. I agree.
I wouldn't let this weigh heavily on my mind.
Right. And you really can't compare today's quality standards with 1988 or even worse, not worse, but even further back, 1968.
Right.
You know, the 80s cars were plagued with problems left and right. The past doesn't always dictate the future. Let me put it that way. I wouldn't be concerned about how the average repairman knows how to repair it. They offer technical support bulletins on problems and repairs that they educate their dealership service areas with. It's not just, you know, hey, it's a short, figure it out. You know, I mean, they have proper procedure that they are intended to follow.
Right. And any Joe Blow can get these technical service bulletins too, either online or I know where I work at the library, they subscribe to these technical service bulletins. You can go in and you can print them out for free.
Mm-hmm. If it is indeed a bulletin, this might be just a random... just a minor little thing, but even at the same time, the service tech does research on how to troubleshoot and how to identify and how to trace and solve the problem. Here's one more part. Is he says the part was supposed to be in last Thursday or Friday. It hasn't showed up today either. There's probably an explanation for that. I'm certainly not making excuses for them, but I know that with the Camaro still being so hot and them trying to crank them out, replacement parts are...
hard to come by?
They're allocated to production.
Right.
So that puts a delay on repair parts.
Right.
I had a scratch in my console that came from the factory, and it took me a little while to get the replacement part, but I did, and I'm sure you will too. And I'm sure that if your dealer is good, they'll take care of it. And if not, they'll fix it until it's right.
Yeah.
Good luck, Carl. Keep us posted on that.
Yeah. Okay. Here's our next email. This comes from, last week's winner in the podcast, voicemail here.
Very cool.
Okay. He just emails in and says he's the winner, and he includes all of his address and stuff. We're not going to read that on the air.
We could. Yeah.
But he says he's looking forward to his prize, even if it's a toy car. In fact, I bought one of each of them so far. So, you know, thanks for that. He also ends by saying, P.S., my winter storage tip. Get in, start the car, roll the windows down, and drive away. What is this winter that you speak of? We don't have anything like that here in California. Just playing. Keep up the great work, Tim. Well, you know what, Tim? You can suck it. Because we have to deal with that here, and it sucks.
Snowmobiling's a blast, and you can't do it. Ha!
I'm sure they can. They got mountains and whatnot, and they have to, you know, go up 5,000 feet or whatever it is.
Yeah, but they're too busy with California has problems.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to hear it. So enjoy your summer.
And your rolling blackouts.
Yeah. Yeah, and your San Andreas fault line and those, gang wars on the beaches or what? I don't know.
The beaches?
I don't know.
Wow.
Long Beach.
Long Beach.
Yeah. That's where I hear the Crips and Bloods.
Okay.
They play a good game of street hockey when they're angry at each other. Hey, thanks for the email, Tim. Appreciate it a ton. We always encourage people to have fun, call us, email us, tap two coconuts together, Morse code and whatever, and let us know what's on your mind. We're happy to address it. Here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, you ready for the voicemails this week?
Yep, let's hear it.
Okay, there's three of them here.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, guys, Raleigh TA from the forums. I wanted to check and see if you guys have any great sources for parts. I'm looking for an airbox that'll fit a LT1 SS. That special box that kind of curls up and goes under the scoop. Been looking around. I can't find them anywhere. I find references to them. Suncoast had a version of it, one to $330-some for, but nobody seems to have these things out there. I'm looking for one that is affordable, doesn't have to be pretty, and I'm going to be modifying it anyway. But if you have any good suggestions, good places to point me, please do. Thanks a lot.
Hey, do you still have the airbox in your 96 Camaro SS?
No. No, believe it or not.
Your Z28 SS?
Whatever. No, I don't. I actually sold it for about $300 a few years ago, back probably 2001, 2002.
Does anybody make these anymore?
The only thing
they hard to come by?
Yeah, they are, because they only made... Did he said 1996, right?
Right.
See, that's an interesting one, because the lid on that did indeed... The hold down that held the filter in place. This is the intake that... The cold air intake that sat on top of the metal intake and intake runners of the engine. That one did say Z28 SS at the time for that year.
Mm-hmm.
So that particular one is very, very hard to come by.
Well, it's the same as the 97 one too, right?
No, the 97 didn't say Z28 SS on it.
Right, but I don't think he cares about that. He just wants an airbox like
that. Gotcha. Okay, then my only resource, which he's probably already tried, was SLP.
Okay.
Because I know that they offer replacement parts. I haven't had a chance to look on their website, but I know that for
the longest
time...
Do you think he can go to a dealer?
I don't think so. I'd just go to the source first.
Go to SLP?
Go to SLP, slponline.com, and I believe along the left-hand side on the navigation, there's this is replacement parts, or 1996 to 2002 Camaro SS, or something like that.
If you don't get anywhere, talk to Dave Hamburger at SLP.
Yeah, he can at least probably point you in the right direction as to somebody who may still have one. And it's amazing the people he knows that still has rare parts. So this one might be a no-brainer for him.
Tell them the guys from CamaroZ28.com sent you.
Yep, and if you need a hand getting in touch with them, just shoot us an email and we'll try to point you in the right direction.
Awesome.
Good luck, sir, on that one. Good question, too.
Okay, let's move on to our next one here.
Hi, guys. Great show. Garth from Connecticut. I noticed that our friends at Ford up the ante on the V6 front, coming out with a 305 horsepower V6 option as a standard power plant on the new Mustang, which I think is a little bit higher output than what even the Chevrolet is offering. My question is, with respect to induction, Ford was able to achieve a little higher power with a conventional fuel injection system versus GM's use of direct injection. And I thought it might be of interest to your viewers to discuss the benefits and merits of direct versus conventional injection. From my perspective, I think down the road, the conventional system might be a little easier to work on, a little lower pressure, possibly a little more reliable, but would look forward to your input on that front as well. Hope all is well. Take care.
That's an interesting comment there.
Yeah, I like it.
I do too. I noticed the, was it last week or the week before, at the LA Auto Show, they announced the the 2011 Mustang, I believe it was.
Yeah.
With 300 horse. 300 and...
It's just a couple more than the current Camaro LT.
Yeah, it was like 5 horse more or something like that.
Definitely impressive, no question about it.
Yeah.
And they did it without SIDI.
Right.
Boy, I don't know how they did it. That's a lot of power out of a 6.
Yeah.
For a domestic mass-produced car. You know, the thing about that is you can stick a blower on that pretty damn easy.
Yeah.
Can't do that with the Camaro because of the high fuel pressure.
I'm not sure.
I'm not either. That's a formidable...
It's conventional versus the direct injection.
Yeah.
The direct injection isn't new technology for GM. I know they've been using it on the Cadillac CTS for a couple of years now. Now the Camaro. I'm sure they're going to be moving on to more, if not already have it in more vehicles. So I don't know about the availability for, you know, working on it from a mechanical standpoint.
I don't know. Time is going to tell, but I think it's good that Ford's upping the ante.
Oh, yeah.
Given raising the bar.
Competition
again,
is good.
It's going to start going back and forth. It's going to be like a slap fest.
2011 Camaro V6 will probably top that one.
I hope so.
I bet you it will.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Good question. Very I wish we could kind of answer. That's definitely technical. If anybody has any thoughts on that, please call in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just you
email
don't have to talk
us.
To us. You can talk
to
other
email
people.
Email us in or call in.
Happy to hear from you.
Okay, we have one more voicemail.
All right.
Hey, guys. AJ here, 2010 SSRS on the board. And I had a question about the V6 car. I currently have a V6 Dodge Charger, but I kind of want more power from a V6. Of course, I would like to have an SS Camaro, but I'm only 19, so I don't want to have to pay high insurance prices. So I figured the V6 car would be a good alternative. And my question was about the tuning. What do you guys think are the tuning capabilities right now for the V6 to gain more power? And what do you think future applications could be for tuning and bolt-on and different processes to gain more power out of the engine? I'm going to automotive technical school, and I like tuning cars anyway, especially V6 cars, to, you know, compete with V8s. So I want to know what you guys thought about that, the tuning capabilities right now for the V6 Camaro and future applications for the car. And wanted to see if you guys saw the CTSV Challenge the other night on Speed with Bob Lutz. Thanks, guys. Love the podcast. And keep up the good work. Thanks.
Okay. Well, thanks for that voicemail.
Kind of ties in with our previous voicemail
it
a little
sure
bit.
It sure does. Tuning capabilities of the V6 and aftermarket parts available for it. This is going to be probably a huge, huge aftermarket for, because not only are they going to be able to use it for the Camaro, but they're also going to be able to use it for other applications for GM. Don't we have a sponsor who does tuning?
Trifecta Performance.
And they're looking, aren't they looking for people with V6 cars?
Yeah,
to develop
a
tune.
That's right. A lot of times, what they do is they work with an actual owner of a car, so they can get real world testing. And they've got an interesting setup where they send you the programmer and you just plug it in and your custom tune is installed.
Done, yeah.
And then you just send the programmer back. Very good guys to deal with. I know that they're on the ball too. So there's definitely tuning potential there. Aftermarket, a lot of the SS parts, non-engine related, but definitely things like exhaust and then suspension,
yeah.
And of course, appearance items, they can all transfer over.
Absolutely.
So I think just getting over that the fuel issue of the direct injection, again, it's a very, very high-pressure system to make it work the way that it does. I think once that hurdle is over with, I think it's fair game for everybody.
Oh, yeah. If it's not out now, it will be soon.
I think so. It'd have to be. They're just cranking these cars out.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'd say you can't go wrong by getting a V6 Camaro. Absolutely.
And definitely not... not settling for anything. When we drove the test drove the Scott and Cheryl's
yes.
cars back
last January
February 12th or something like that.
It's been a while.
We drove a V6 car and we loved it. It's a great driving car and it's got plenty of power. So
oh, yeah.
I think it's if you're looking to get into the game, but save some insurance money, and if you're young and you got a budget, that's definitely a cool way to go.
I totally agree.
And he mentioned LUTs in the challenge that he laid down.
A CTSV challenge. I remember reading about it, but I never saw it.
I don't think it happened. I think everybody backed out.
Really?
If I remember hearing the blurb, everybody kind of just said, yeah, forget it.
I know there was a lot of smack talk going on.
I think that's all it wound up being.
Really?
Yeah, but if anybody got a definitive answer, please call in and let us know, because I kind of forgot about it. It sort of tapered off into nothingness.
Yeah.
So what happened? We'd like to know as well.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that's the end of our voicemails.
Yep.
So we got three of them here.
Yep.
Which should be entered into our contest.
Right. That's right.
For our weekly prize.
Well, let me go into the old prize vault here.
Yep. Nice. Okay. We have Rally TA who called in about the airbox. We mm-hmm. have, I think his name was Garb from Connecticut.
I lost it.
And then AJ2010 SSRS from the board
mm-hmm.
calling in about V6 cars.
Right. So well, I got the prizes.
Okay.
I'm closing the vault.
Okay. So what do we got for this week?
All three of them, 1 year premium memberships.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, big photo gallery, more this, that, and the other thing.
Okay. Well, we don't know the first two's. Well, let's see. Rally T on the board. We know his mm-hmm. username.
Yep.
The second person, Garb from Connecticut.
Couldn't quite get it. So just shoot us an email with your CamaroZ28.com username and we'll hook you up.
Congratulations to all three this week.
Yeah.
See?
I figured that call was a quick and easy
call
one.
Call in, win.
Yeah, that's how it works. And we're only doing this for, what, 2 more episodes?
I know. It's almost the end of the year.
Yeah, we've been giving away a prize every week, including one per month from CamaroCollection.com. I'm on a first-name basis with the people at the post office now. we have a very, very cool prize to give away for this month.
You want to win this.
Very, very unique.
If you haven't called in this year...
Yeah.
In the next 2 weeks,
yep.
better call in.
Yep. All you got to do is leave us a voicemail message, give us something to talk about, and we could pick you as the big winner.
Yeah.
We'll be doing it as time goes on with the show, but just certainly not every week.
Right.
So this is just kind of like a big
giveaway. We got to build up the prize vault again.
Right. Yeah, the prize vault's kind of empty. There's cobwebs and everything. A few little things left and a couple of really cool things in the back corner.
But... Yeah.
So thanks, guys. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it a whole lot.
As always.
You know, we probably don't have time to do the survey results. So let's do it next week.
Okay.
But
they're fun to go through.
But we want you to, well, go ahead, Chris, tell the story.
Every week we have in the show notes a link. It's a little survey. It's completely anonymous. We don't know who's filling it out, but it gives us a little information about you. And it also lets you know what you like and dislike about the show. And reading through these before we're doing our show today, we're chuckling because there's some of them that are pretty funny. And some that we take everyone seriously.
Unless it's obvious that we shouldn't.
Yeah, totally.
I think somebody wrote that they liked my mom.
Well, nice.
Thanks, guys. See, here's the thing. When you take the survey, it's 100%. We don't collect any personal information from you.
No, we don't even know. IP addresses, nothing.
Not even an email.
It's by a third party.
Right. It's through a trusted third party that doesn't collect or, of course, can't release any personal data. However, if you're honest, it helps us with the show. It helps us do a better job.
Yeah.
So we're going to read some results next week. You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do it next week.
And
So if you haven't filled out the survey, get in now.
Get in now so we can talk about yours. These are always fun.
Oh, yeah.
Please be serious. If you're going to lace it with a joke, at least put in a serious
something
part. Because we do want to, we're always looking to improve the show.
Yeah.
We always appreciate everybody listening and being part of it. And, of course, being part of the rest of the CamaroZ28.com community, which has a whole lot to offer that we don't often talk about here on the show.
I know.
I think in the site, the site news and update, is the site help and suggestions box. There's a sticky thread at the top that kind of gives a brief outline of us and what we have to offer on the community on the website. And there's a lot of things that people go, wow, I didn't even know that was here, because they just overlook it. So please, if you're not a part of the community, definitely consider joining up and jumping into the fray. That's how we got started, and that's why we're here.
Yeah.
And there's also other ways to get in touch with us as well and be part of our community.
Yeah. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/CamaroZ28com. You can find us on Facebook. We have a Facebook fan page.
Yep.
Right?
And a podcast fan page. And somebody else created a page. And,
yeah.
And then now MySpace.
Now we're on MySpace. Right. MySpace.com/CamaroZ28com.
Yep. So be our buddy, you know, right on our wall. Follow our tweets.
Send us stuff you want us to talk about, whatever you want.
Yep, we're easy going and we want to make it fun, and we can't make it fun without your help, so do it.
Yeah.
I guess, is that it for the week?
I think so. It's been a jam-packed episode once again.
Yeah, thank God, because there was a while where we were just struggling to come up with stuff, because...
it's that time of the year, too. I mean, you know, we're getting towards Christmas. It's all cold and stuff here. Car is pretty much put away, and
my car is put away. Yeah, that's okay. We got plenty to talk
about.
Spring
can't come soon enough.
Not me, man. I'm enjoying the wither. Winter.
The wither.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening, and thank you for subscribing through iTunes.
And we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline. 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Okay, Chris, I got to come clean. I slept with Tiger Woods, too.